And we'll go from verses 1 to 3. Psalm 37, 1 to 3. Do not fret because of evildoers, for be not envious towards wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, just for your words. We thank you, Lord, that you give us encouragement in our times of need, Lord. But Lord, I believe your word, Lord, gives us more, Lord, than just encouragement, God, but really a calling, God, to be faithful, Lord, as not just your people, God, but your people called to be a blessing in the world. And so, Lord, today, God, open our hearts, God, that we can understand not just your word, God, but what your heart is, Lord, not just for ourselves, God, but, Lord, ultimately the people that we can reach as well. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So this morning I'm gonna just take us on a bit of a journey. I mean, there's a few verses that I'm gonna be kind of preaching from, but I'm gonna start from Psalm 37, 1-3. And the reason was recently we had our men's retreat, as you guys know, and the topic of the men's retreat really was the idea of generosity. Right, and throughout the retreat, when you're thinking about generosity and the idea of generosity, you know, verses like, you know, Matthew 6:33, you know, come up, you know, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. Right, we hear a lot of testimonies about, you know, people using their businesses. Basically, there are people who started a business from nothing, God blessed them to the point where they can give millions of dollars every year, right, into mission, all these sort of things. And the point that they were really trying to drive home was that God's blessing was there for them to become tools, right, for the furthering of the kingdom. And so for me personally, after the retreat, you know, we received some amazing words about and teaching about what it meant to be generous. And so when I went home and I started kind of doing my own study myself, I really asked God, Lord, because I know Matthew 6:33 is a great verse, you know, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. In some ways, Matthew 6:33, I think oftentimes can be used very selfishly, right? As in, oh God, if I seek you first, we concentrate on the, then everything will be given unto me. So God, I asked him, God, I really want to take this from a conceptual idea of, okay, I understand if I seek you first, you'll provide everything for me, but can you help me understand your heart behind it a little bit better? And so God kind of took me on this journey. I'm going to be sharing it with you, and it starts from Psalm 37, 1 to 3. So what's happening in Psalm 37 is, this is David speaking, and the context of this entire passage is, do not fret because of evildoers. We see this from verse 1, right? The idea is, he's speaking of a world in which a lot of evil prevails, a lot of people do bad things, and yet for some reason they seem to do well. And we see in the rest of the chapter later on that he talks about, do not fret even when they prosper in their evil ways, right? Trust in the Lord and do good. Commit your ways to him and he will do it, etc., etc. And so what is he trying to say, right? Even when he was writing this, he himself was living in a world in which evil was quite prevalent, right? Remember, David himself had to run away from Saul. He was hiding in caves. There was people all around him that were seemingly doing evil things and were prospering even over him. And yet he's writing, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Now, please bear with me. I'm going to have to go through a little bit of teaching. So in order for us to really understand what David is saying, we have to understand the word faithfulness. See, the word faithfulness in the original language is actually imunah. And imunah, I mean, it means faithfulness, but not just faithfulness as in, you know, we are faithful as in people. It comes with the root word aman. Now, aman means to believe or to be confirmed. Both of these things point toward Yahweh. Meaning, for someone to be faithful, there has to be, at least specifically for this word, there has to be a belief in God. And so when he's talking about cultivate faithfulness, he's not talking about cultivate faithfulness in terms of our faithfulness in where we are, or faithfulness as in being faithful with our jobs. I mean, that's important too. But really what David's talking about is dwell in the land and cultivate God's faithfulness. He's talking about being wherever you are, and bringing up, raising the level of faith in God, raising the level of understanding who God is, who Yahweh is, right? dwell in the land wherever you are and cultivate God's faithfulness, his imunah. So really what David's talking about is even amidst our suffering, even amidst a place where we are, you know, in a time, you know, especially in our professions where seemingly people do bad things to get good gain, David is still telling us, you need to cultivate God's faithfulness. Now, why is that? Okay, and remember, this is in the context of generosity. Why? Okay, where else do we see God speaking to his people about doing good, even in the midst of bad? Okay, so let's turn to Jeremiah 29. And we'll read from 4 to 7. Okay. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens, eat their produce, take wives, and become the fathers of sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons. Give your daughters to husbands that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there, do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will have welfare. Now, what was happening here in Jeremiah 29 is, remember, this was right before God was sending Judah into exile, into the Babylonian Empire. And so if you guys can remember, basically the kingdom split into two halves, and both kingdoms decided that they're going to stop following God, right? They start worshiping other gods, they start sacrificing to idols, all these sort of things. It became a very evil time. God gave them many opportunities to turn back, and what happened was that he said, I've had enough. I'm going to let you go into exile. And what happened was there was a false prophet that came and said to the Israelites, oh, don't worry, you're going into exile, but you're only going to go for 2 years. God's going to be merciful to you. It's only going to be 2 years. And then Jeremiah in 29, this part, he actually says, no, that's not true. He's actually going to send us in for 70 years. Now, in the 70 years, this is what I want you to do, and this is where verses 4 to 7 come in. Now, what is the relevance of what's happening here? You see, in Israel's selfishness and in their short-sightedness, all they could think about when God was called, what, you know, it does say in the scriptures that God was the one that sent them into these places. In their short-sightedness, all they could think of was themselves. All Israel could think of was, how can I get out of this place? How can I get, you know, go back into God's blessing, etc. But what they were not realizing is God was actually bringing them into exile for his redemptive purpose. When God had exiled them into Babylon, part of what he was calling them to do was not only, obviously, it was part of it was an exile, but the other side was God was saying, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Exactly what he's saying. Now, I don't want to just draw my own conclusion. How do I know this is for sure? Okay, let's go back to Genesis, right? From the very beginning, from the beginning of Israel's history. Genesis 22, okay, verse 18. This is God speaking to Abraham. In your seed, all the nations of earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. What was God's original intent and calling for Israel? For Abraham. Well, Abraham was to be the father of all nations. I mean, he was the father of Israel, that's for sure. But we know that through Israel, Jesus is going to come. We know that through Israel, God's original plan was to bring redemption to the entire world, right? Not just to Israel. I mean, they were his loved and beloved. But really, another way to look at Israel was they were his chosen ones to enact God's will, right? Not only were they to be loved and to be blessed, they were chosen to do what God wanted to do through this world. And what did God want to do, right? Through your seed, all the nations shall be blessed. Really, what God was saying is through your seed, there's going to be redemption to this world. And so we see that in God's heart, in the way God has set his plan into motion, everything has to do with his heart for missions. Everything has to do with his heart of redemption. And so when I think of generosity, I mean, bringing it back to the idea of generosity and even Matthew 6:33, I think we can, I mean, part of what I suggest to us is I think we can only get the full understanding of of that verse and generosity when we understand God's heart for missions and his heart for what he wants to do through the blessings he's given to us. Otherwise, the only thing we're going to concentrate on is the last part of Matthew 6:33, and all these things will be added unto me. But really, the emphasis that God has is seek first the kingdom. The reason why he says that is if you seek first my kingdom, basically the redemptive will of my heart and mission, he's saying I will make sure you have everything you need to complete that mission. And so that's God's heart of generosity towards us, right? I mean, obviously, right, I'm not saying that you know, it's tit for tat, right? It's not God saying, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. I mean, God loves us. He wants to take care of us, right? All these sort of things. But one of the things that we really need to make sure we understand as Christians is when we accepted Christ, we also accepted his commission, right? When we accepted God, we're also saying, God, give me your heart, right? And his heart is to bless others, right? Is to bring others into the fold. And so in some ways, I don't want to use the word that, you know, his love is not conditional, but I think as we mature as Christians, we need to understand that there are conditions to our faith, which is not just thinking about ourselves or what's around us in terms of, you know, what's happening to us, but cultivating faithfulness where we are. And so in that, I mean, the understanding that God kind of put me through in this journey is this, really is, are we cultivating faithfulness in whatever God's called us to? I mean, in that way, maybe something that it would be good for us to reflect on is, I mean, we ask this question all the time, right? Oh, what's your job about? What's your life about? All these sort of things. But the reality is, what is our life about? What are our jobs about? You know, one of the things that in the mornings, I know we pray in EMP for people who need jobs, right? I mean, I pray very diligently for them, and I'll, God, please, you know, provide for them, all these sort of things. But one of the things that I always pray is this, is Lord, in this time in which they wait for their work, prepare them for their mission field so that when they get to their job, they will know exactly what it is that you've called them to do there. Not just so that they can have sustenance. God, you provide sustenance anyway. But because they will recognize that this is my place, my field of missions, my area of influence, where God has given me. And so, generosity, right? Back to that. Yes, be generous. But what is the point of generosity? It's so God, so that the world can see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. So that people can see that God loves them, takes care of them as well. So they will also come into the fold, right? And I think I'll take this with me for the rest of my life. What the speaker, I forgot his name, but he was basically saying the money I make is not for toys, right? But for tools, right? The idea is it's not spent only on me, but spent on having something that God can use for the kingdom, right? And so let's close our eyes. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us in this way. Now, I know the overall question is, you know, what is your life about? But I'm going to break it down a little bit more specifically. What is your job about? Is it about for your own career? Is it about for your identity? Is it about, you know, when you meet people and give them a name card, you know, there's some sort of status? Or is that your mission field? Or is that a place of influence that God has given to you? Okay, next thing, right? What are your relationships about? Is it just for your personal gain and satisfaction and not being... I mean, obviously God wants us to have a spouse, right? But I believe also in that, it is so that we have a partner to further God's will. Someone that we can be with. I mean, obviously he wants us to experience love and partnership and stuff too. But I do believe there's a side of it that's not just about us, but so that we can also encourage the other to fulfill God's will, and then to have a partner in fulfilling God's will. And so what's your relationship about? Right? What is your prayers about? What are the things that you ask for about? And so as Ernie leads us in a song, let's really come back to the heart of the matter and just really ask God, Lord, help me not just to look at myself, but to look at your will and to submit myself to it. So let's sing.
Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the life of your river flow. your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory over us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall.
Let's pray, huh? Let's really ask God to continue to enable us to do His will and to submit ourselves to Him. So let's turn to our community. Let's pray for those suffering from cancer and cancer-related illnesses. Let's really claim God's word over them. Let's pray for His providence and His healing, His comfort as well. Let's lift them up. Pray for those suffering from non-cancer related illnesses, but also need salvation as well. Let's really pray and lift them up that God will do a great work in their hearts and do what only He can do. Pray for those in our community suffering from non-cancer related illnesses. Let's sort of pray for His providence. Pray for the treatment, wisdom over doctors, comfort over families, but most importantly, just healing over their bodies. Pray for our friends in need of jobs. Let's really pray for God to provide for them, that His favor falls on them, that they'll be able to find work soon. But let's also pray that their hearts are prepared for wherever it is that God's called them to go, right? Not just as work, but also their mission field too. So let's lift them up. Turn to our mission focus. Let's lift up China. Let's lift up the nation. Let's really pray that God continues to make disciples in that place every day. Let's lift up our Beijing family. Pray for Pastor Hyunsu and Chloe and Enoch. Let's just really cover them, especially spiritually. Cover them in their health, etc. Let's pray for the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, Edie Clark and churches. I just feel, let's really cover Nate's parents. His dad actually oftentimes has to run around quite a bit. And so let's really pray that God's protection will just be on him, that those who do not need to see won't see him, and just that he can do the Lord's will without, you know, without fear or anything else. So let's just lift up our friends. Let's lift up our board as well. Let's pray that protection over them and their families. Let's pray for God's favor over them as well. Let's pray for wisdom as they deal with the church's decisions. And so I just really ask for God to lift them up and encourage them. Let's take a moment. Actually, I just remembered that Lisa is not feeling so well. And so let's really pray for healing over Lisa and covering over the kids specifically. PSAM's not here today because he has to take care of the kids. And so let's really just lift up their family. Pray for our fellowships. Let's pray for men's ministry and women's ministry and young adults as well. Let's lift up Tyler and Pastor Mary and Lishan, Rebecca. I may have missed a few leaders, but and Pastor Ken as well. Let's really lift them up. Let's pray that God really speaks to them in terms of how to disciple those that are in under their care. And let's really pray that these ministries really flourish and many men and women will come out and really just follow and trust in God. Let's lift up our house churches tonight as well. Let's pray that God will just show up in an amazing way and that they'll just meet with the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and that they'll have not just great fellowship but revelation as well. Yeah, so Father, we thank you, Lord, for your heart, God, and you came and you called us, that Father, we were a part of your mission, Lord, that you desired for us to be with you. And so God, help us, Lord, to really follow you in that way. Help us, God, to be generous, Lord, with ourselves, with our time, with our talents, with our wealth, God, to really be able to see others, Lord, who are lost, come to you as well. Forgive us, Lord, when we've been selfish, Lord, with the things that you've given to us. But Father, will you continue to woo us, God? Lord, call us through your Holy Spirit, Lord, to really partner with you, God, in your mission. And so, Lord, I thank you for my friends, God. I pray, Lord, for a blessing over them. God, will you anoint their hands, God? Will you bless the work of their hands, Lord, and really just bring them favor in their workplaces, God? Prosper them, Lord, and let them have great influence in the workplaces, God. I pray, Lord, that people will see, Lord, just how good you are in their lives. I thank you for them, Lord. Bless them, God. And so we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow.